This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, March 23, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. The president and CEO of the Heidelberg Project is stepping down. Janine Whitfield has worked with the project founder Tyree Guyton for 28 years. Whitfield is joining the American Revolutionary Art Museum in Baltimore as its new director. While in charge of the Heidelberg Project, Whitfield created the HP 3.0 Self-Sustaining Arts and Culture Community, which helped the organization expand into a new headquarters in the heart of the Eastside neighborhood. Last year, Guyton and the Heidelberg Project were honored by the City of Detroit as part of its inaugural Detroit ACE Honors, a salute to artists who have contributed 25 years or more of service to Detroit's arts and culture. In a release, Whitfield says it's time to pass the baton to the next generation and continue the evolution of the Heidelberg Project. Health Alliance Plan, or HAP, is donating $75,000 to the Detroit Public Schools Foundation for students' basic needs. The money will support a program that gives coats and personal items to students in the district who need them. The DPSCD Foundation will purchase the items, and students can shop for them at their schools. The goal is to help families eliminate barriers that may keep students out of school. DPSCD estimates that 6,000 students will benefit from this program. That's about 12% of the district's student population. The City of Detroit's General Services Department is hiring full-time and seasonal positions. A job fair is set for March 30th at the GSD Davison Yard on the city's west side. Officials will be hiring new employees on the spot. Available positions include park maintenance, supervisors, and vehicle operators. The jobs require a driver's license only if operating a vehicle, ability to lead a team, attention to detail, and being a problem solver. The City of Detroit's Parks and Recreation Department is also hiring coaches for its Soccer in the D program. Eligible applicants must be 16 or older and able to commit 5 hours per week for 10 weeks. The Detroit-based nonprofit Hearts of Humanity is holding an event for women re-entering the workforce. The organization is giving away workplace-appropriate clothing, and the giveaway is open to women of all ages, including teens, who are beginning their first jobs, starting new businesses, or enrolling in school. Free items include bras, shoes, hosiery, and jewelry. There will also be staff on site to take measurements. The event runs from noon to 3 p.m. Saturday at Wayne County Community College's Northwest Campus. A short registration form must be filled out upon arrival, and everyone who attends will receive free items. Tickets issued from the use of red light cameras would be banned under legislation approved by the Michigan Senate. The bill, which passed 28-10 yesterday, would codify the ban. It has been sent to the House for further consideration, according to the Detroit Free Press. Neither the state nor municipalities have automated traffic cameras right now. The Senate also sent Governor Gretchen Whitmer legislation to authorize flashing digital speed limit signs in highway construction zones. The Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity and Governor Gretchen Whitmer are allocating about $1.5 million in state funding to improve adult education. Residents 23 and older without a diploma can obtain one through the Adult Education 23 Plus High School Diploma Program. 9 community-based programs will receive grants, with more than $72,000 going to the Detroit Public Schools Community District, as well as remediation coursework and career training leading to skilled certifications. This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, March 23, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News.